Let your attention rest on the natural flow of your breath, being aware of the qualities of the inhalation and exhalation. Don't try to adjust or change anything. Just allow yourself to notice the rhythm of the breath, the expansion and the contraction. And as you do this, allow your attention to also fall down to your toes, letting yourself feel the sensations, the tingling, and let that awareness include an expansion and contraction quality in the toes, so that as you're inhaling, your toes expand, and as you exhale, your toes contract. And gradually let that awareness sink deeper into your toes, so you feel the bones of the phalanges. And let the phalanges expand and contract with your breath. Just let your awareness rest in the expansion and contraction of the phalanges. And now let your attention move up to the metatarsals inside your foot. Again, letting the metatarsals expand and contract with the breath. Feeling the metatarsals. Metatarsals. And now let your attention move to the top of the foot, to where the tarsal bones are. Just allowing yourself to sense the bones in the top of the foot. Not worrying about trying to feel each one separately right now. Just letting your awareness rest in the tarsals. And then bring your attention down into the heel of your foot, feeling the calcaneus bone. And let the calcaneus bone expand and contract with your breath, as you breathe into the calcaneus bone. Sitting on top of the calcaneus bone, making the lower part of the ankle, is the talus. And let your attention move to the talus, feeling it expand and contract as it rests between the calcaneus bone and the two bones of the lower leg. And now bring your attention to the two bones in your leg, starting with the inside of your ankle, coming up the shin, feeling the tibia. Letting your breath expand and contract. Letting the tibia expand and contract. And now include the thinner bone on the outside of the lower leg, the fibula. Feeling that expand and contract with your breath, while you simultaneously feel the tibia expand and contract. And now let yourself include the patella of the knee, feeling that small disc-shaped bone as it expands and contracts at the front of your knee. And then include the bone of your upper leg, the femur. Feel how it rests deep inside the leg and how it curves at the head into the hip socket. And let your breath fill the femur, letting yourself feel it expand and contract. Attention to the region of your hip, feeling the bones of the bottom of the hip, the sit bones, the ischium. And while keeping the sensation in the ischium, include the bone in the front, the pubis. Feeling both the ischium and the pubis expanding and contracting with your breath. And then include the iliac, rising up the iliac crest in the top of the hips. Feeling all three bones breathing. Expanding and contracting. And now include the sacrum. So you feel the ischium, the pubis, the ilium, and the sacrum all expanding and contracting with your breath. Now slowly let your attention move up your spine, feeling the lumbar region, and just let yourself be aware of the lumbar bones, breathing in, breathing out. And without putting too much pressure to be able to feel each one individually, just let yourself notice what you can feel. Where you feel solidness, where you feel spaciousness. Most importantly, just let yourself enjoy feeling the expansion and contraction. And let that attention move up in the thoracic region of the spine. Slowly moving up between the shoulder blades. All the way up into the smaller cervical vertebrae. Just slowly moving your attention up your spine until you feel your entire spine expanding and contracting with your breath. And now let your attention move to your shoulder blades, feeling the scapula. Feeling it expand and contract in your back. letting yourself notice the three edges in the spine. Really just sinking into the feeling of the scapula, expanding and contracting as it floats in the back. And then bring your attention up over your shoulder to the front, feeling the clavicle bone as it S's its way from the shoulder to the sternum. Feeling it expand, contract in the front part of your shoulders. And then bringing the attention to the top of the sternum, feeling the manubrium, and down the front of the sternum, and then branching off of the sternum, let yourself feel your ribs, noticing how they're connected from the sternum all the way around to the back. Feeling how they move slightly up and down with the expansion and contraction of your breath. And now let yourself shift your attention to your arms. Starting with the upper arms, feeling the bone of the humerus expanding and contracting. Just letting your attention rest in the humerus. And now let your attention move down your arm to your elbow, noticing the bone of the elbow, the olecranon of the ulna. And from the ulna, let yourself feel that bone move down the lower part of your forearm all the way to your wrist. Letting yourself feel the ulna expand and contract with your breath. And now let your attention include the bone on the upper part of your forearm, the thumb side of your forearm, the radius. Feeling both the ulna on the outside, the pinky side, and the radius on the thumb side. Expand and contract with your breath. And let your attention move all the way down into your wrist, feeling the carpal bones of your wrist. Once again, like the tarsals in your foot, don't worry about trying to feel each one individually. Just let yourself notice wherever you're at now, there are multiple bones in the wrist, allowing a fluidity of movement. Just let yourself feel the carpals. And then let yourself bring your attention to your hands, feeling the bones of your hands, the metacarpals. And bringing your attention down into your fingers as well, feeling the phalanges. So you're feeling both the metacarpals in your hand and the phalanges in your fingers, expanding and contracting with your breath. now shift your attention once again to where your neck meets your head. And in the back of your head, right where it meets the neck, let yourself feel the occipital bone of the skull. Feeling it expand and contract with your breath. And then slowly let that attention move up the back of your skull to the top back portion of your head, feeling the parietal bone. And while keeping your attention with the occipital and the parietal, keep moving forward to the frontal bone and the front top of your head. And then down the sides to the temporal bones so that you feel the occipital bone in the back, up to the parietal bone in the back top, frontal bone, and the temporal bone on the side. Feeling them expand and contract with your breath. And then let your attention include the cheekbone. The cheekbone is comprised of the zygomatic bone, which also makes up the lower part of the eye socket, as well as the zygomatic arch, which extends off the temporal bone. And now include the nasal bone at the top of the nose. The maxilla below the nose, making up the lower part of the jaw. And then the mandible, the jawbone. And then finally let your attention move deeper inside, feeling the sphenoid bone. The butterfly-shaped bone behind the eyes, reaching from corner to corner. And so now, finally, let your attention open to include as many bones of the body as you can feel, scanning through all the regions, feeling your breath, move in, expanding the bones, and letting all the bones contract as you exhale. And just notice how many bones you can be aware of in this moment.